We're taking you to the lots, to Hammer's Lot specifically, owner of the Hammer's Lot, Eric Matuiau joining us. All right, Eric, you know, you wake up on a day like this, you got a 7:30 kickoff. You've had a lot of primetime games in the past few years. Are you waking up in the morning excited and ready to go, or are you waking up in the morning kind of being like, uh-oh, here's a long day ahead?
Kind of a mix of both. Unfortunately, I woke up at 5 today thinking it's my body thinks it's a 1 o'clock game. So it'll be a long day, 11 o'clock p.m. I'll probably be, I'm glad this is over with. But, in general, I mean, we're fortunate to be able to have a football games here, and should be a good time for all. I was just outside, and it's just a little misty, not really any heavy rain. So that bodes well for the people that park on their front lawns and stuff. So it won't be soft, but overall, should be a good day. The weather's perfect for football.
Yeah, you're right. Stadium lots open at 3:30. What about you? When are you opening Hammer's Lot?
Well, I actually had a couple people. I don't do a lot of day before parking, unlike some of the other lots. But I'm opening up at 1 o'clock, and I'll have some other people showing up. Maybe they'll get the Buffalo Bills flu and have to leave work early with that cough, so they might want to get here a little early to avoid the traffic.
Yeah, that's I'm already coming down with something here, and I think this is about early enough. It's 7:30 to get going for tonight's game, 12 hours, and I should be ready to go for kickoff. We're focusing in this morning on some of the changing traffic patterns. You know, I mean, I don't need to tell you about the huge construction site going on right next door, and they're changing some of the traffic to deal with that. What should people expect specifically on 20A, but around the stadium that might be different, even from last year when there was still construction going on, but it looked a little bit different?
Well, on Abbott near us, they shut down the employee lot, so that's 1,000 less cars. So it makes it a little easier getting in and out of Abbott Road, headed towards the stadium from Big Tree. I did notice that now that they have, the egress from the stadium, you know, two lanes up Abbott Road, two lanes Big Tree West, it did empty out a lot faster. I can't speak for the other side, the north side of the stadium, obviously because I'm on the south side, but it did seem to empty out a lot faster. But today has been a night game. Things traditionally run a little bit slower. Your vision is a little impaired and stuff. And hopefully also people will wear some light color clothing if they're walking down the streets and stuff. And one other thing I'd like to mention also is get your tickets on your phone early. The self-service game day here stinks. So make sure you get your tickets on your phone as soon as you can.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, we lost a lot of parking this season with the construction of the new stadium. We're going to lose more next season. Has there been a big impact?
I think what's happened is you're getting more people carpooling. People may be dropping off a car over at the mall or store, some of the shopping stores, and then jumping all in one vehicle. I think more people are parking at a greater distance from the stadium. I've seen the prices go anywhere from $10. We got one really close to us up to $100. So, everybody's taking advantage of the situation now. When the weather changes, it might be kind of tough, once we get a lot of snow on the ground.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens then a little bit later on in the year when things get a little tricky with the snow and everything. It seems to have worked, I guess, the first weekend, but it's always difficult for people going to the stadium when, I mean, you have people who are there every week for every game, know their route, and when it changes, it throws them for a loop. You have people who are coming maybe once a year or maybe once every 5 years who are just kind of wondering where to go regardless. I mean, it's that mix that can kind of throw things, I think, in a spiral in a hurry every single week, right?
Yeah, you're correct. I mean, I've gotten calls from people from Canton and Ohio and Albany, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and they don't, like you said, they come to one game a year or 5 years, and it could really throw a clog in it, especially with being a nighttime game. I think also people, I think they get the idea if you if you your seats are on the south side of the stadium, park on the south side. You're on the north side, park on the north side. It makes it a lot easier getting out and less confusing. It's also, when it gets dark, people go to the game, it's light out, and then they come out and they're a little confused where they parked. So maybe write down the address, put it in your phone. I mean, you can't just use the stadium cranes as a marker. It might help a little bit, but every game, there's night games, we always have to deal with some people that are lost. We try to help them out, find out, you know, ask them what have they seen, a gas station. Some people say, yeah, I parked near a house. Well, that doesn't help.
Yeah, so, save it on your phone, right, where you parked.
Correct. Yeah, write the address down. You can GPS it back.
Hey, what's going on in Hammer's Lot today? Because you always have fun stuff.
Well, this week we're pretty mellow. There is a film crew in that's working with Pinocchetti and a couple other people. They're working on a movie documentary. They've been up to about 10 hours of filming with Kenny alone, so they were here last night, and they're going to do some more today. Last week we did something for Tide. Next week we're going to do – or next game we're going to be doing something with one of the beer distributors are giving out 40 tickets to first responders. So we're going to have a little thing going on with that. And just general, just you know, nice people having a good time, common bond of the Buffalo Bills, and just a nice tailgate. And, you know, just an average day in the Hammer Slot.
Well, an average day in the Hammer Slot is not like your average day for a lot of other people, but we're here for it, especially for Monday Night Football. Hey, Eric, thanks so much for coming on with us this morning. Appreciate it.